I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Next week, President Obama delivers a highly anticipated speech reaching out to the Islamic world. The speech is the latest U.S. attempt to counter anti-American sentiment in Muslim countries. Since the 9/11 attacks and the war in Iraq, Americans have been hearing a lot about public opinion in Muslim countries. In a few minutes, we'll hear about changes in Muslim attitudes toward the U.S. since the election of Barack Obama. But first, Mr. Obama chose Egypt as a site for his speech next week, and Egyptians have been making much of that decision. Correspondent Aya Batraoui went onto the streets of Cairo to find out what people there hoped to hear from the American president.
In an affluent neighborhood of Cairo, local residents gather for a block party. Young women smoking cigarettes sit alongside women dressed conservatively in headscarves. It's this kind of balance between modernity and tradition that makes Egypt the ideal place for President Obama to deliver his speech to the Muslim world, says political analyst Gamal Sultan.
Egypt is a better representation for the mainstream in the Muslim world more than any other country, in fact. Egypt is a country that is Islamic enough in terms of values and culture to be a real part of the Muslim world, and at the same time is secular and modern enough to belong to the 21st century.
Egypt has long been viewed as the intellectual, cultural, and political power of the Arab world, but Egypt's influence in the region has been waning in recent years. Many have criticized Egypt's government for repressive and anti-democratic measures. Despite this and the country's slip in power, people here say Egypt's the obvious choice for the Obama speech. Ali Muhammad stands at a busy bus stop near his university. He's a Nigerian student who's come to Cairo to study Islam at the historic Al-Azhar University. When asked what he's hoping to hear from President Obama, he voices a familiar refrain.
أنا شخصياً أود من حضرته
I personally speak on behalf of Muslim brothers when I say all parties must solve the international and regional crisis of Palestinians first and foremost.
Political analyst Walid Kaziha says Mr. Obama's speech won't succeed in reaching Muslim hearts unless he addresses the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. But Kaziha worries that in order to get cooperation on Israel, this White House won't press Arab leaders hard enough on democratic reforms.
I think the Obama administration is willing to give priority to a solution or a settlement on the Palestinian-Israeli conflict rather than to provoke the Arab regional powers by introducing the question of democratization.
And there's concern among some rights advocates that Mr. Obama's decision to deliver the speech in Cairo might send a signal to the government here that democracy in Egypt doesn't matter as much as U.S. strategic interests in the region. But blogger Hossam al-Hamalawi says you can't have peace until you have democracy.
The road to Jerusalem passes through Cairo. We have to liberate Cairo first before we liberate Jerusalem.
Back at the block party, some say they don't have high hopes for Mr. Obama's speech. Muhammad Hamza is a young professional with the heavy beard of a religious conservative. He says the president's overture to the Muslim world will do little to change reality on the ground.
My perception, he's here for publicity and something. He's not here to change the world or change Egypt in an two-hour seminar. I don't think that will happen.
For The World, I'm Aya Al-Batraoui in Cairo.